to County Clare, and another school protest in Six Mile Bridge against a decision to get rid of a dedicated school bus service and replace it with a public bus service. The school bus service had mainly supplied two secondary schools in nearby Shannon. Aoife Keogh is with us. She's a parents' representative in Six Mile Bridge in County Clare. Aoife, good morning. Thanks for speaking to us today. Tell us, why are you, other parents and students out protesting this morning?
So we're here in Six Mile Bridge this morning to protest about losing our dedicated school bus service for approximately 440 secondary school students who attend Shannon Town for a secondary school. We're from Six Mile Bridge, Newmarket and Fergus and Cratlow. Our dedicated school bus was removed by Norma Foley and the Department of Education along with Bus Éireann, and we only got notice of it about 16 days ago on the 16th of August, just 20 days before school begins.
16th? That's very low. How were you told about that?
We were notified by an email address called limerickstpilot@busairn.ie, and it was a very vague email, I'll be honest, and it just kind of mentioned that we would be kind of changing over to a leap card system and that our pick-up and drop-off point may change. But there was no mention. So when we, no mention of what the real situation was. So when we went digging, we discovered that all 282 pupils going to St. Patrick's Comprehensive and St. Cayman's in Shannon would now be getting the bus at the one centralised location at McGregor's pub here in the middle of the village outside the church as well. It's just in a car park with a road going through it. And that road has a hugely dangerous junction, the R470.
We got a fairly lengthy statement from the department. Just to give you some of what they've told us, they say that under this new, it's a pilot scheme, that new eligibility criteria recommended in the school transport review are being applied, which will increase the number of pupils who will qualify for a school transport scheme in the area. The distance that children must live from their school of attendance has been reduced from just under 5 kilometres to 2 kilometres. The nearest school rule has been removed. And as a result of the integration with public transport in this pilot project, 8 buses, which had been used on dedicated school transport services in the pilot area, have now been freed up to work on other dedicated school transport services. What's the problem with students using a public bus service to get to school?
Well, it's a huge issue, actually. So for one, we all paid for our door-to-door service that we have had traditionally for the last, I don't know, 40 years now at this stage. But now, changing to this new system, we are not guaranteed a seat despite having paid in full for their bus tickets in April. We don't have the safety that we would have had before, so their safety is compromised by using undesignated bus stops in rural locations, no pedestrian crossings, no bus shelters to protect from the elements, poor street lighting, especially during winter, and large crowds of our most vulnerable users congregating in areas around Six Mile Bridge, Newmarket and Fergus that are completely not fit for purpose.
The department also told us that it has engaged with, quote, parental representatives, school principals and political representatives in the pilot area to discuss issues of concern and explore solutions. Do you know who they spoke to?
Yeah, they spoke to us. And do you know when they spoke to us? Tuesday. So that's when they spoke to us. So they haven't engaged at all. There was zero consultation with the schools involved, the families involved, and the local communities. And we were absolutely outraged at that meeting on Tuesday to have discovered that no updated health and safety risk assessment or road safety audit was completed prior to this pilot scheme being launched. And this was confirmed by Bus Éireann when we were in that meeting with the Department of Education and Bus Éireann on Tuesday with our parent representatives. They said it wasn't actually necessary because it was an existing route already. And this is despite the fact that they're using the route for a completely new purpose now, and they're adding 440 vulnerable road users onto that service. So this is not acceptable. This is putting our children's lives in danger.
When are they going back to school?
They're going back to school on Monday. The first year is the little 11 and 12 and 13-year-olds are starting back on Monday. They're all having to use a public bus they've never used before in their life.
Will there be many without a bus?
Well, we are told that we have a capacity for 302 pupils. We have 282 pupils here in the bridge. But that means that if any general public users would like to use the bus, there's only 20 seats available over a period from 7:50 in the morning till 8:25 for those public users that might want to go to work in Shannon. It's a big industrial town. There's lots of factories, there's shopping centre, et cetera, et cetera. So if so much as more than 21 passengers get on that bus, that's leaving a student without a seat and left on the side of the road.
Aoife Keogh, thanks for speaking to us. Aoife Keogh is a parents' representative in Six Mile Bridge in County Clare.